Bickley and Murata from the Akchin Community Studios. It's not really Christmas time until they start playing Christmas music on the radio. It's not really mock draft season until Mel Kiper Jr. releases his first mock draft. That happened today, so it's officially the season. And Mel Kiper Jr. joins us right now on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Mel, how are you today?
Good to be with you guys.
Good to have you back on the show. Let's dive right in because we're in Arizona, home of the number one overall pick, and there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of argument right now early in the process that Nick Bosa makes the most sense, and I know that's who you had with for the Cardinals at number one. Tell us more, maybe for people that don't know or didn't get the chance to see Nick Bosa this past year in limited experience, what we could expect if that does become a reality.
Well, I think very similar to his brother Joey. I think that's the best thing. If you see Joey with the Chargers, Nick's not that much different a player. The way they come off the edge, the way they bend like Myles Garrett, tremendously strong hands. I mean, he disengages quickly. He just has a natural knack. His father was a first-round draft choice, the Miami Dolphins, John Bosa, Nick and Joey's dad. So they're the uncle, you know, Eric Kumaro was a first-round pick of the Dolphins. So they got it's like football. They've been around it their whole life, great bloodlines, but certainly natural pass rushers, they both are. And certainly the durability concern is there. You know, he was injured his final year in high school with the knee, then obviously with the Buckeyes. But when he's at full strength, there's a reason why he's the number one player in this draft.
Mel, there are a lot of people who believe the Cardinals already have their franchise quarterback in Josh Rosen and believe it would be best if the team drafts out of the number one pick, moves down. Is this, in your opinion, looking like a good year or a bad year in terms of drumming up leverage from other teams to have that number one pick?
Question. That's what we've been talking about a lot today, about, you know, Dwayne Haskins and Ohio State quarterback. How far will teams, you know, will they look to give up to move ahead of the Giants? None of the first five need quarterbacks, and that's where, again, you think about a team that wants one, whether it's Miami at 13, Washington at 15. Some people, Adam Schefter brought up Denver at 10. So to move up ahead of the Giants, or if the Giants want Haskins, they're going to have to move up. So we saw, remember, when the Bears moved up one spot to get Mitchell Trubisky because they knew somebody else would jump into two if they didn't. So it may be a similar case with the Giants. So, yeah, that pick will have value, no question about it, because Dwayne Haskins, by the time we get to late April, is going to be the clear-cut number one quarterback, which he is now. And he's going to keep ascending, which all these quarterbacks do in the draft through the draft process. And it'll be interesting to see what Kyler Murray, what he means to this whole equation once he decides whether he's all in for football or he's going to become an Oakland A.
Well, along those lines, Mel, I mean, the Cardinals should be thankful then for Dwayne Haskins and Kyler Murray declaring for this year's draft. Otherwise, they would, and for that quarterback reason alone, they'd have a lot of trouble drumming up interest in that pick, don't you think?
Oh, there'd be no interest. Like say, Justin Herbert going back to Oregon, and if Haskins and Kyler Murray wasn't, and really more Haskins than Murray, because you know Kyler's only going to be about 5'9 and a half. Some say 5'10, some say 5'9. We'll see at the combine what he really is. Bottom line is he doesn't have the broad shoulders and the 210, 220 pound frame of, say, a Russell Wilson or a Baker Mayfield. So he's a kind of different body type entirely. But he's a phenomenal player, and if he were, I said this back in September, if he were 3 inches taller, he'd be a number one pick in this draft by a mile, but he's not. And that's the issue. We've never had a quarterback this body type go in the first round, let alone in the top 10 to 15 overall, or be talked about as maybe the number one pick. So it'll be interesting to see how that factors in, that player factors in. But for right now, yeah, Dwayne Haskins is the reason why that number one pick may, in fact, have some value.
All right, Cards play-by-play guy Dave Pasch says he's seen Russell Wilson, he has seen Kyler Murray, and Kyler's noticeably shorter. And I agree with you, if he's in the 5'8 or less than 5'9 range, there's going to be way too much risk for teams to assume. Say he comes in closer to 5'10. Is there anything Kyler Murray could do to wow at the combine that would make him pass Dwayne Haskins, in your opinion?
Another good question. It's too early to tell on that because that's a big time look ahead. First of all, we got to get to mid February to see is he going to be all in for football. He can't be part time. I think he realized that. Everybody realizes that. He's not a defensive back like Brian Jordan or Deion Sanders or a running back like Bo Jackson. He is a quarterback, and you can't just be a part time quarterback. So we'll know that pretty quickly. And then once that's known that he's all in for football, then the height. It's more the body type. We talked about that. You're not going to do any. He's not going to be Russell Wilson in terms of being able to hold up physically with that sturdy frame. You can be short but compact. They always say short but not small. Okay, so a lot of backs are like that. Running backs have been that way. So for a quarterback, short but Russell Wilson was 5'10 and a half, 5'10 and three quarters tops, but he was 2'10 coming out. You know, you think about the, you know, Baker Mayfield, 6 foot and change, but 220. You know, here's a kid 190, 195, maybe 5'10, maybe not. We'll see. So yeah, I think there's going to be a wide range of opinion. Some are going to think he can't get it done at that height. Some are going to think second round, third round. Some are going to say, hey, he's worthy. Cliff Kingsbury went on record as saying in October, hey, I'd take him number one.
Yeah.
He's a tremendous talent. He's got everything you want. I mean, the kid will throw from the pocket accurately. He completed his same percentage as Baker Mayfield did, right around 70%. He accounted for more touchdowns this year than Baker Mayfield did last year in that same offense. He's spectacular. There's no, like I said, the only thing that bothers you is the body type, the lack of height and the lack of great size to hold up in the NFL. But if he can, and these quarterbacks, they can maneuver around if they're smart. He's a baseball player. He, unlike RG3, he knows how to slide. Okay,
yeah.
So you can protect yourself and keep yourself because of the rules and the way the game is now. And his speed, good luck, like Lamar Jackson, good luck trying to catch these guys. Josh Allen at Kentucky, with the Buffalo Bills out of Wyoming. Number one pick. Had a heck of a rookie year. Did it throwing, did it running, but they couldn't get him. Hey, he was strong. He would slide down. And I think for Kyler Murray, it's the same thing. Protect yourself. He's going to have to really be cognizant of that once he's in the league, or he's not going to stay in the league long. But if he can stay healthy, he's a tremendously talented quarterback.
Mel Kiper Jr., ESPN. He released his first mock draft on ESPN.com today. He's our guest here on Bickley and Marotta. Going back to Bosa, Mel, he made the decision this year when he got hit with an injury. It wasn't about rehabbing to get back to Ohio State. He immediately changed his process to getting ready for the NFL draft. We've seen players, high prospects, make the decision to skip out on bowl games. In all of your dealings, have you ever heard from a team where they consider that to be a turnoff in any way?
No, I think they adjusted to why a player is doing it. Talk to the player. For instance, a Will Grier at West Virginia didn't play in their bowl game because both tackles, the offensive tackles, right tackle, left tackle, were out for that game.
Mm-hmm.
So the coach was leaving right thereafter. So you know, coaches leave, quarterbacks, and decide not to play, running backs, whatever it may be. I don't think Christian McCaffrey opted not to play. Did it impact him and how he's played? Nobody.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody cares once you're in the league what happened that game. People say, well, you're leaving your team. They understand that they were in that situation. They would do the same thing. Teammates understand that. And in terms of Bosa, Bosa had a core muscle surgery. He had a major surgery. There's no reason for him to come back after being out that long to play in a game or two at the end of the year and risk his career. So, no, I don't think anybody would question what Nick Bosa did.
All right, when you take a look now in terms of sleepers, guys that might be shining at the combine, throw some names at us, Mel, of guys that maybe our listeners haven't been well familiarized with that might become big name players going into the draft.
Well, I think O'Shane Zimenez, I've talked a lot about him today, Old Dominion defensive end, outside linebacker. Kid had a phenomenal year. People don't realize how good he was as a pass rusher. This is a kid that has a great attitude, great character. Watch out for him. He's going to be special. Keelan Doss is a kid I've talked about a lot during the year at Cal Davis, a wide receiver, 6'3", 210, had over 300 receptions during his career, played for Dan Hawkins this past year. He's certainly a kid that I think will make the transition, will play in the NFL. Chandler Brewer, guard out of Middle Tennessee State, certainly has an opportunity to play in this league and get the job done. And I think when you look at guys in the secondary, you're always going to find players, they're a little under the radar there. Rocky Sin's a kid out of Temple who transferred in, had a real good year in coverage. I think he could be a third-round pick. And a kid going to the Senior Bowl who had a great career at a low-level competition at a Washburn is Corey Ballantyne. We saw James Bradbury come out as a second-round pick, smaller school. Corey Ballantyne from Washburn with a good Senior Bowl and a good combine could be in that second or third round discussion.
Mel, before we let you go, I wanted to get into the wide receivers a little bit. You've got three, I believe, in the first round of your first mock draft. One of them is not named N'Keal Harry of Arizona State. I know it's early in the process, but where do you see him going, and what would he need to do at the combine, really, to improve his stock in your eyes?
We'll be there, and we're going to be watching these guys run those 40s because it's going to be important. That's what's a speed game, getting separation. I think the 40 time will determine a lot for N'Keal Harry. I talked to Herm Edwards a lot about him, and obviously a ton of talent, made a lot of plays for Arizona State. Herm came on the radio with us with Darian Mel on Saturday back in October and talked about N'Keal Harry and what he meant to that football team. So, yeah, he's got a chance. He's a borderline first-round pick. Right now I have him more as a second-rounder, as I do with a lot of these receivers who are pretty good. Hakeem Butler at Iowa State, he could ascend based on his athletic prowess at the combine. You know, a kid like Kelvin Harmon at NC State caught a lot of balls for Ryan Finley. He could ascend. Anthony Johnson, Buffalo. There's a lot of receivers who are right now in that second, third round mix that could move up into the first round discussion with a great combine, great pro day.
Mel, thank you so much for joining us. No, you're really, really busy today of all days, so we appreciate the time today.
Enjoyed it, guys. You take care.
Mel Kiper Jr., ESPN, our guest here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. That's CoulterTempe.com, CoulterOnCamelback.com, and CoulterNissan.com.